This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. Netflix has a new strategy for 2021. It's kind of ambitious, even for a company known to throw money at its content problems. A new movie every single week. Some originals, some acquisitions, but either way, that's a lot of premieres. And with basic subscriptions starting at $9 a month, maybe it's a streaming stretch too far? Marketplace's Jasmine Garst has the details.
Streaming competition heated up intensely in the last month when this happened.
You've always had everything, while people like me have had nothing.
Wonder Woman 1984 debuted online, paving the way for every other Warner Brothers film to premiere on HBO Max this year. Marketing professor Arun Sharma at the University of Miami says,
the competition has become very intense, predominantly through what HBO Max is doing and the success of certain series such as The Mandalorian on Disney.
So Netflix is starting the year with a weapon of its own, or rather 52. It promises to premiere a new movie every week. Big name actors and directors, drama, action, comedy. Jason Squire, editor of the Movie Business Book, says he thinks it's a brilliant move.
Netflix is already a movie studio. Their budgets are often higher for theatrical than studios. They have the cash, they have the ability, they are a studio.
But where's all that cash coming from?
Netflix has a ton of debt right now.
Some industry insiders, like media analyst Tim Hanlon, wonder if Netflix's strategy is sustainable. The platform is rumored to be spending $19 billion on content this year.
The question is, can they keep spending at that rate? For now, the stock market and Wall Street doesn't seem to be too concerned about it, at least in the near term. We'll see in the long term.
Netflix did not respond to Marketplace's request for interview, but with people around the world still stuck at home and other platforms getting blockbuster deals, it seems Netflix can't afford not to up the ante. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.